Welcome to Little Man Big Mouth Podcast with me, Jonah. I'm a teen who loves sports. I can talk about sports every day, all day. Think you can handle that? Then stick around for today's show. This episode, it's all about the mock drafts. In this episode, me and Gable will be breaking down our top 12 picks of this year's NFL draft. Let's get into it. For the first overall pick, I think we can all agree that Caleb Williams will be going first overall, right?
Yes, I agree with you. Caleb Williams is just the best quarterback option for the Chicago Bears at this pick, as he will be their future, and I believe he will be very successful in the league.
So now that we all agree on the number one overall pick, let's go 2 through 12. I will go first. With the second pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Washington Commanders select Drake May, quarterback, North Carolina. He has been dropping dimes all season, and he has always been up there with Caleb Williams, competing, trying to get that number one overall pick. He has said this week that he loved the visit with the Washington Commanders, and I think he is the next future quarterback.
I disagree with you here. Instead of Drake May, I have the Commanders taking Jaden Daniels out of Louisiana State. I disagree with you on this pick because Jaden Daniels, this college football season, was the best player. He won the Heisman, and he just showed a lot more. Drake May had an offseason against mediocre competition in the ACC, who didn't send a single team to the playoffs this year. And Jaden Daniels has more versatility. He is more athletic. Drake May has some athleticism, which he has shown us, but I believe Daniels is the better quarterback prospect, and the Commanders will be taking Daniels with the second overall pick. And then in my third overall pick, I had the New England Patriots taking Drake May to fill their quarterback void, and I feel like this is a good fit for Drake May because he would not have to be thrusted right into the starting role, because if need be, they can have Jacoby Brissett play the first couple of games of the season.
Well, see, this is where you're wrong. See, I would 100% agree with you. The Patriots need a quarterback. But since Drake May's already off my draft board, I think the Patriots will select Jaden Daniels, quarterback out of LSU. Like you said, he's versatile. He won the Heisman. He was awesome. He stood out this year. But I don't think the Commanders will take him. I think the Patriots will be able to take him at 3, and this will be the new franchise quarterback. And with the fourth overall pick, I have the Arizona Cardinals selecting the best receiver in this draft, Marvin Harrison Jr., receiver out of Ohio State. He is maybe the best player in this draft class. He is versatile. He's only 6'4", but he is versatile. He can get the 50-50 balls. He's speedy. He can do whatever you want. He can play anywhere in the receiver position, slot or outside. He is versatile. This is why he will be the number one receiver off the board, and this is why he will help the Cardinals make it to the playoffs again.
So I agree with you with this pick, as I also have Marvin Harrison Jr. going to the Cardinals, but for me this was a toss-up, as Malik Nabers showed a lot of promise this year, but I think, as I agree with you, Marvin Harrison Jr. is the best wide receiver in this draft class with what he has shown throughout his collegiate career. I agree with you, he will make that team a lot better. Better, who has lost a good amount of wide receivers in the past couple of years. And then, with my fifth pick, I actually have a trade. So, in the draft order at the fifth pick, it is the LA Chargers. But I believe, with Jim Harbaugh's first draft, he agrees to this deal with the Minnesota Vikings, who are very quarterback needy, but they also a quarterback friendly team because they have Jordan Addison, TJ Hawkinson, and Justin Jefferson. So I think they jump a couple spots up from the 11th pick to the 5th pick to take JJ McCarthy out of Michigan. And while I have not been the biggest fan of JJ McCarthy because he has not shown that much in his college career, I've been hearing that scouts are raving about his mechanics and how well he can handle the game. So that is why I think the Vikings take the swing and go for JJ McCarthy.
Wow, this is exactly what I have on my board. Right here, I have the Vikings trading up getting J.J. McCarthy, quarterback out of Michigan. Now, like you were saying, there's not a lot of film on him. They ran the ball a lot. You know, they crushed teams, so he didn't really play a lot of fourth quarters. But what scouts are saying right now is that when they need him on third and sixes, he's throwing those balls. They're trusting him, and he's making those plays. So, yes, you might have to dive deep into the film, but he's got potential. And like you said, they have Jordan Addison, Justin Jefferson, TJ Hockenson, and they might even add another receiver in this draft. There's so many. You know, he has an opportunity with so many weapons to be great. And it's so quarterback-friendly, he has an opportunity to do what scouts think he's capable of. With my sixth pick, I have the New York Giants taking Malik Nabers, receiver out of LSU. Yes, the New York Giants need a quarterback, but they still have Daniel Jones. He's not the worst of it. And to help Daniel Jones, you need receivers. That's why they're getting this starter receiver from LSU. Malik Nabers can get those 50-50 balls. Like you said, it's a toss-up between Marvin Harrison Jr., Malik Nabers. But Malik Nabers is rising on draft boards because he can get the 50-50 balls, and he's very physical. So that is why he is going 6th to the Giants.
Yeah, I agree with all of what you're saying. I also have Malik Nabers going to the Giants. I promise you, we do have different picks later down on the board. But Malik Nabers is just the obvious choice here. With a Giants team which had just lost Saquon Barkley, they don't have any other weapons. And Daniel Jones has shown his potential when he's healthy. But he's not always healthy, and he doesn't really have any weapons anymore. So I think they go take Malik Nabers, who can succeed in this Giants offense, and hopefully bring them back to the playoffs. And then with my seventh pick, I have the Tennessee Titans going to protect their quarterback, Will Levis, with Joe Alt, offensive tackle out of Notre Dame. He's just this big physical tackle which really doesn't have any flaws. As even though Notre Dame was not as successful as they hoped, they still he was a bright spot in their offense, and he will probably make a big impact on day one for the Titans.
Now, this might look like that we are copying each other's draft boards, but almost everybody has this guy. The Tennessee Titans will take Joe Alt from Notre Dame with the 7th pick. Look, Joe Alt is going to help Will Levis stay healthy. Will Levis is not going to get hit as often because of his big old lineman. And he's going to help DeAndre Hopkins and Will Levis form a big of a bond by giving Will Levis time in the pocket. And with my 8th pick, I got the ATL Atlanta Falcons selecting Dallas Turner, edge rusher, Alabama. This dude can fly. He has shown it last year where he disrupted so many backfields, so many quarterbacks that you cannot even count. He is so effective. He is going to tear up the NFL on the Atlanta Falcons. He's going to help them win the NFC South next year. He's going to be a huge factor in this Atlanta defense.
I agree with you, Jonah. As the Atlanta Falcons have Kirk Cousins, their offense is pretty set. They have a young running back in Bijan Robinson. They have great weapons in Drake London and Kyle Pitts. And their defense was holding them back. Their defense was good last year, but Dallas Turner will help elevate it to the next level. And I believe he will help Kirk Cousins go back to the playoffs and maybe make it past the first round. And now, with the 9th pick, I have another trade. In the 9th pick, it was the Chicago Bears, but I have the Indianapolis Colts going up to go get AR-15, another weapon, and Brock Bowers, as tight end is the Colts' number one need, and I don't think they take a chance with hoping he will slip down to pick 15 where they were. So I had them pulling the trigger on this trade to go grab Brock Bowers, who, before this collegiate season and his injury, he was considered the number one prospect in this draft class. And while he was sidelined for a good part of the collegiate season, he still showed why he was the best tight end in college football and why he will help AR-15 and the Colts.
See, this is where you're wrong. What the USC, the University of Southern California, did wrong was that they did not give Caleb Williams a defense. He was always in shootouts. See, the Bears don't want to do that. This year, the Bears don't want to have the rookie quarterback be in a shootout in the NFL. So they're going to get Jared Verse, edge rusher out of Florida State. He will help the defense prevail and help Caleb Williams stay off the field and not have to be in those shootout situations his rookie year. The Bears will not let Caleb Williams lose another season.
I agree with you. I think Jared Verse is a good edge rusher, and I have him falling all the way down to 15 while I have the Chicago Bears trade back. Jared Verse is not the best prospect to be taken this high, in my opinion.
Now, with the 10th pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the New York Jets select Brock Bowers, tight end, out of UGA. Now, Brock Bowers, as you said, was the number one prospect coming into this year's college season. He is awesome. He's a beast. He can block. He can run. He's fast. And he can catch. He's the next Rob Gronkowski. Bet on that, folks. Brock Bowers' name will be in everyone's jersey as he will wreck up this entire football league.
I agree with you that Brock Bowers is good, and that is why I had the Colts jumping up to go grab him, so he wouldn't fall to the Jets. So instead, I, the New York Jets, taking Rome Odunze out of Washington. He just showed that he was a great wide receiver, and he did his one job, catch the ball. I don't believe he had a single drop this season, and that is why he helped Michael Penix and the Huskies go to the national championship. He's one of the best wide receivers in this draft class, and Aaron Rodgers needs some weapons to help the Jets get to their potential of this team, which can win the AFC East probably and possibly win a Super Bowl.
See, this is where you're wrong, right here, picking a receiver. They just got Mike Williams, and they have Garrett Wilson. They don't need another receiver. They need a tight end, a big man. This is why they get Brock Bowers.
Yeah, but that's why the Colts trade up to grab him, as I said before. And then, with the 11th pick, and because of the trade with the Vikings, I have the Chargers now down at 11, and I've had them taking Quinyon Mitchell, cornerback out of Toledo University, the Rockets. And many of you people may have no clue who this guy is, but he has jumped onto the scene as Toledo shocked the college football world with having a phenomenal college football season this year, and especially led by their defense. And Mitchell has all the aspects of what you want as a cornerback in the NFL. He is big, he is fast, and he is athletic. And the Chargers' defense needs that help as they have Derwin James and Bosa on the defensive side. And I think Jim Harbaugh bolsters their defense and gets some picks from the Vikings and takes Mitchell with the 11th pick.
See, this is where we go off track. Because of the trade with the Vikings, like we already did at the 5th pick, the Chargers have the 11th, and they take Romeo Odunze, receiver, out of Washington. Now, I'm going to bet a lot of money that you guys cannot name two Chargers receivers without looking them up. That's right, they traded Mike Williams and Keenan Allen. So what do they need? They need receivers. This is where this man comes in. He was unstoppable against Texas. They could not guard him. And then against Michigan, even though they lost, he still was getting reception after reception after reception. He is that guy. He is going to help Jim Harbaugh's offense thrive. He's going to help Justin Herbert unlock and get him to the playoffs, where Justin Herbert should be. This is why they take the receiver. And with the last pick, the 12th pick of this podcast draft, the Broncos select Bo Nix, quarterback out of Oregon. See, they just traded for Zach Wilson. But let me think. Who really wants Zach Wilson as their starting quarterback? Literally no one. The Jets got rid of him. So, if the Jets got rid of him, no one should have him. So, they get a young stud, a strong-arm quarterback named Bo Knicks. He was at Auburn. Now he's at Oregon. He was slinging the ball there, slinging the ball now. He is a beast. Watch out for these Denver Broncos and Courtland Sutton and this man, Bo Nix.
I agree with you that the Broncos do need a quarterback, but drafting Bo Nix with the 12th overall pick, I believe, is too high for Bo Nix, which I have him as my 35th prospect on my big board. So instead of the Broncos taking Bo Nix, I have them trading with the Philadelphia Eagles, where they trade down to the 22nd pick. Coincidentally, they still get Bo Nix because he is not the best prospect, and 12 is way too high to be drafting him. And I have the Eagles trading up to get Terrion Arnold, cornerback out of Alabama. This will be the second cornerback off the board, and the Eagles need one as their secondary struggled last year. Their cornerbacks were in and out, and they got torched by the Buccaneers in the wild card game. Mike Evans and Baker Mayfield crushed them, and you never want Baker Mayfield crushing you secondary. So I think the Eagles bolster up their defense with this trade to take Terrion Arnold, and the Broncos also get a second round pick out of it so they can still rebuild their team with Sean Payton.
Well, that does it, folks. The Little Man, Big Mouth 2024 mock draft episode. Be sure to check out full first round mock draft on my Instagram at Little Man Big Mouth and my live on Saturday. To recap, check out our next episode when it drops. Until then, see ya.
Follow the show on Insta at Little Man Big Mouth. Keep up with the latest episodes by subscribing on your favorite podcast provider. The Little Man Big Mouth podcast is an exclusive creation of Hefeweizen Podcast Productions.